Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Well, hello, friends. Welcome to today's episode number 64 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. How you doing out there? If you have school-aged kids, you are probably feeling a little bit stressful, a little bit emotional, a little bit of all the feelings there. This could be your first week of school, second week of school, somewhere around then. You're starting to get back into the routine of things, which is bittersweet. I know we ended our summer with a bang, y'all. We stayed in Cancun for 7 nights, 8 days of just straight up adventure. Like, we didn't go into relaxation too much. We went full force adventure, zip lining, cliff jumping, snorkeling, going through caves, exploring, all of the fun things like that that my family is obsessed with. And we had a blast. And I will say it was challenging to go from that straight into school. Like, I think I would have appreciated a few more days in between that. I think my daughter started school of an, just so you know, I have 3 kids at 3 different schools, 3 different start times, all of that. Don't even get me started on Wednesday when we have like late start for one, early release for the others. Anyways, so my middle daughter started school just a couple days after we got home. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we didn't plan that too well. I think I would have appreciated a couple more days in between the vacation mode to routine. Anyways, we survived. We're here. And we're talking about how we, as mothers, if you're a mother, and just a woman of the home, be able to set the tone of our home. Because we know that we don't want our homes to feel chaotic. We don't want it to feel craziness all the time. Yes, the kids have all these different emotions and they're expressing all kinds of things, but we want to be able to hold it down, for lack of better words here. So imagine walking into a room that's filled with like joy and laughter and love, and it reflects the energy of the people that are residing in there, right? On the other hand, and I've said this before, but you can feel it when somewhere is like burdened with resentment or like nasty negativity, or just like you can feel an ick in the room, and you just, and for those of you that are pretty in tune with all of that, you might feel it a lot more, but you'll feel all of that. And so we want our homes to feel like a space, one, for our kids to feel safe if you have kids, but also you yourself and your spouse or your partner to just feel more aligned, more balanced, more in tune. And here's the truth. The world around you won't shift with just the occasional request or like sporadic affirmations. This like plea out of, if you pray to God, if this like, please, just sporadically, okay? I want you to think of your home as your personal universe. It mirrors your inner state. What is your home saying right now? Is it saying major chaos? Which, you know, has its place, because we know that with school starting and all of that, you're going to feel some of that chaos there. I'm not just talking about when things are happening and things are changing. What's the tone that you generally feel? When you radiate positivity, gratitude, and love, you're not just changing your mood. You're altering the atmosphere you create, aka your home. And I know it's easier said than done, especially if you have little ones that are expressing all kinds of moods and emotions. And I just want to help you figure out what can you do to help set the tone of your home to be more peaceful, more fun, more just radiate joy, happiness, and love. What can we do? So I'm going to dive into a couple of strategies to help you out, because this may be kind of a strong sentence here, but this is honestly how I see, how I view moms or and just women in general in the home as being the heartbeat of the home. I heard that expressed from one of my coaches in the past, and it has stuck with me. Viewing moms as being the heartbeat of the home, being able to set the tone of your home. And no, we're not perfect. No, we won't be in perfect moods all of the time. And yes, life happens. But what can we do? How can we do our part in helping our home feel more balanced and aligned? So the first tip that I want to give you is breaking the habit of scrolling first thing in the morning. As simple as this sounds, it's not necessarily easy because we get in that habit of instantly grabbing the phone first thing, but it is effective. It's one of the most effective ways to stop that crazy like chatter first thing in the morning. Think about it. You wake up, you grab your phone, maybe you check your email, which reminds you of all of the things you need to get done at work, or you saw something super annoying and it just sends you in this like, ugh, I'm annoyed already. Or you get on your phone and go on Instagram or Facebook and already you're going into comparison mode and you haven't even stepped out of bed yet. You haven't even brushed your teeth yet. Or you see like the saddest news ever and it sends you into that sad space. Because we, of course, with social media, it's great for some things, you know, obviously. But also we're consuming so much news from around the world that us as humans, we didn't have that before. And so now we're just being thrown all of these things from all these different ways. And it can send us through this spiral first thing in the morning before you even step out of your bed. So what I want you to do is start to break that habit of scrolling first thing. So when you turn off your alarm, because your alarm is likely on your phone, right? You see your phone, you're going to turn off your alarm. And instead of going into scroll mode, I want you to grab a notebook. So this means that you have to have a notebook right next to your bed. Okay, a diary, a journal, a notebook, whatever. And an actual one, not just the notes in your phone. The point is to keep the phone down. Okay, grab the notebook and write down three things that you're grateful for. And then take a breath and check in with your body and see how you feel. It can be the silliest things that you're grateful for. I'm grateful for my pillow. I actually really am. I love my pillow. I'm grateful for the sun first thing in the morning. I'm grateful for my kids. I'm just anything. Three things. Take a breath and see how you feel. And then go on with your morning. And if you can, you'll try to avoid that phone for a while. Because when you first wake up, you're setting the tone for your day. And I want to express how important those moments are when you first wake up. Now, some of you may be waking up to littles right away and you have to kind of go into, you know, mom mode. And that's okay. If you're able to take 30 seconds to 1 minute to write down those three things, go for it. If you're not and you have to attend to the littles first, that's okay. Just come back to that notebook and do it. These practices like that sends out a signal, and it shifts the frequency of not only your internal state, but also your environment. I see it like tuning a radio, like an old school radio where you have the knob, right? When you consistently adjust your inner dial, the signal becomes more clear. And by doing this, kind of tuning your brain into seeing more of what you're grateful for, and that's how you start your day, that's what you're doing. The signal becomes more clear, and you're starting to attract more experiences that resonate with that. Because once you start scanning for the things that you're grateful for, your brain is like, huh, what else am I grateful for? And you'll start to notice it throughout the day. It's truly amazing. One of the things that obviously I geek out about. As you embark on this journey, on our journey to this idea, this concept that you are setting the tone of your home and you can start to make some major moves in your home with just you tuning into your inner dial, your frequency. As you embark on this journey, remember that the more aligned you become with your intentions, the richer and more vibrant your surroundings will become. Whew, that one hit my soul. And I'm not just talking about money. All of a sudden, things are just going to pop up. Although, I am one for manifestation. But you will just start to notice the more vibrant and the more peaceful your surrounding will become. Your home is reflective of your spirit. Let your home be reflective of your spirit. Even if your house needs so much work, even if you have one bedroom, that is your space. What can you do to reflect your true spirit to your space, to your environment? And this kind of goes with the theme of the last podcast episode about your internal environment to your external environment of your home. Let your home be reflective of your spirit and become more of a space that uplifts and supports you. So today, I invite you to assess your daily signals, because when you are going about your day, when you are talking to people, when you are talking to your kids, even when you are talking to yourself, when you're thinking things, you are sending out a signal. And I want that concept to hit you hard, that you are sending out a signal into your home every single day, into your space every single day. What energy, what signal are you broadcasting out? Begin there, and then watch every corner of your home start to blossom in response to the vibrant life force within you, to the grateful life force within you. It starts with you, my friend, and you are way stronger and more powerful than you ever knew. Trust me and take on this challenge for 5 days. I would love to hear how this went for you, this simple gratitude challenge for 5 days, because it can unlock so much. I did something like this years ago. Oh, shoot. I wish I remembered what book I read about gratitude that kind of started this. But I took on the challenge and that opened up even more. It's like, you get a little taste of what it feels like to feel truly grateful instead of going through these spirals of frustration and upsetness first thing in the morning. And then it opens up other things throughout your day. It's super wild and interesting and so fun to watch. And it's fun to recognize that you set the tone and then start to play with that a little bit and let it be a reflection to your kids and to your spouse or your partner, whoever is in your home. They'll start to notice. They will start to notice that there's something different about your energy and the way the home feels, because you are the heartbeat of the home. And your home is your personal universe. It's time to take back some of that chaoticness and drama and frustration. And I always say, of course, we're going to be human. And, you know, I have teenagers and there's big emotions and there's things. But just when you can do your part and just keep that in your mind that you can set the tone and you can help the atmosphere, the energy in your home, game changer. It's huge. All right, that's all I have for you today. I will talk to you next week because we are back on routine. All right, guys, talk to you soon. Bye.